This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Two Republican statewide candidates who lost their primaries are still pushing for a recount despite losing by wide margins. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Secretary of State candidate Tina Peters and U.S. Senate candidate Ron Hanks have already asked for a hand recount once. Colorado provided a cost estimate and said the candidates would be required to foot the bill, money Hanks and Peters didn't pay by the deadline. The Secretary of State's office says nothing has changed since their first request for a recount, and that even if Colorado did do a recount, the rules require the state to use scanning machines. Hanks and Peters both made unsupported claims about fraud in the 2020 election, central parts of their campaigns. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cattle ranchers are on high alert after some animals in Sedgwick County died from anthrax earlier this month. It's the first time in 10 years that anthrax has been confirmed among cattle in Colorado. The disease spreads through bacterial spores, which can lie dormant in the soil until they're disturbed by things like storms or grazing. The state veterinarian says the risk to humans is low unless they're directly exposed. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to plateau. That's according to the state data released Wednesday. Right now, there's more than 300 people in the hospital with COVID. That's a number that's hovered above the 300 mark since mid-June. And the vast majority of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. The transmission rate is also flat, with the seven-day rate of positive tests coming back at 10.6%. Well, it could be another stormy day for Colorado. Showers and thunderstorms over the mountains in Front Range this afternoon and into the evening. And there's various flash flood watches in effect across the state, especially for areas where there are burn scars. Cooler temperatures today as well. Highs in the low 70s for Denver and Colorado Springs, 80s for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.